On the show today, we have Elevation's Credit Union's very own Ray Lindley talking about the Credit Union's new branch strategy in a post-COVID world as they just open up a new branch, so check it out. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show, and we have Mr. Ray Lindley from Elevation's Credit Union. Ray, how you doing in your one day it's hot, one day it's snowing atmosphere there in Colorado?
Doing great. Yeah, yesterday wearing shorts and t-shirt. Today I got a jacket on. You never know, right?
Unbelievable stuff that's going on right now. Gosh, well, hang in there. Bring a pair of shorts and a parka, and you'll be good.
Yep.
Hey, I want to talk to you. I'm talking to various credit unions nationwide about their plans for their business plans moving forward from now until, gosh, who knows when. I mean, obviously, the rest of 2020 and then going into 2021. And you guys just announced that you opened a new branch. And when the whole pandemic hit, everyone was saying, okay, that's it. The branches are done. We're out. We're going all digital, that type of stuff. But that's not true, right? Because you guys are still beating that that bandwagon drum pretty loudly. So what's going on in your neck of the woods, especially on the branch side of things?
Yeah, so we had this branch planned for obviously quite a while prior to the COVID situation that came up. And we were fortunate to be able to bring on a new SAG last year, a large hospital in our marketplace. And they had just built out a nice little retail strip by the side of their hospital. And they really wanted us to have a branch location there. Happened to also coincide with the fact that we didn't have a branch in that part of town. So it was kind of a good timing for both of us.
Good move.
So, and just opened the branch. It'll be a cashless branch, so it won't be cash. It'll have an ATM, so you won't be able to go in there and do cash transactions. But we do have people on the branch who will be able to help you if you need it. We have a couple offices set up, and the main purpose of it is for that side of town, people, if they want to meet with a mortgage loan officer, a business banker, a branch guy, need some help, they'll be able to also make appointments on our website and through their employer, the hospital that work with. Oh, so wow. It's kind of a nice little kind of combination there.
Right. And so what's the plan moving forward? Because, I mean, obviously, sticking with the branch right now, because there's a lot of redesigning going on with branches, obviously.
Yeah.
So what's going on in that kind of part of your business world right now? What are you guys doing? What's on the plate?
Yeah, so, you know, a couple things we said. Number one is I don't know that we're in this position yet to make a lot of long-term decisions just because we're still in the middle. This is new. But we are monitoring it very closely and paying a lot of attention. Here's what we've seen. Number one is we closed our branch for a couple of months, you know, just while we were going through all this. And then once we got proper authorization from state and local officials that we could reopen, you know, safely, we opened our branches about mid-June with pretty strict safety protocols, masks, social distancing, plexiglass up and all the way, you know, workstations and teller stations. So a lot of things like that. What we've seen is our transaction level come back to about 60% of pre-COVID levels already.
Okay, that's good.
So early on, that tells us that, yeah, people definitely do want the branch and they do want to come in. Now, here's what we're seeing, though. The more simple transactions like straight deposits, straight withdrawals, those kind of things, more and more people are choosing to switch those into, you know, automated mobile phone, online banking. But what we are seeing, number one, is two, people miss people like we were talking about, and they love to come in and have someone to talk to. So that was a little bit surprising to us. So both phone calls into our contact center and visits into our branches, they're probably a little bit more in depth than they were before. They tend to be longer in nature. I think if people are going to take the effort in an environment like this to come into the branch, they're going to do it for the right reason, the right purpose. They want to sit and talk to somebody for a while.
Right.
Even if it's a teller station or even if they're calling our contact center, teller transactions, call length, and in-person visits are all longer than we've seen beforehand.
Interesting.
So that's the shift we're seeing so far right now. Rest of the year, we don't plan on doing much of anything too different rather than that. We're monitoring hours and transactions, but we're going to kind of play with that and just kind of monitor it, see what happens.
Okay. And so, and having said that, like hiring remote work, what's that look like? And even the remote workforce, what does that look like for you guys? Because I've heard a lot of people like, hey, this is working. So
yeah.
Elevation?
Yeah, it's interesting. So, you know, early in March when all this happened, we equipped all of our employees to be able to work remotely. So laptops and monitors from home. And so we could send everybody home early in March if we needed to.
Mm-hmm.
We never made it mandatory. We're a necessary business here in Colorado. So we were able to have people come on site if we want.
Right.
So it's been optional for our employees. In our main support building here, I'll tell you, normally we'd have over 300 people here full time working. Over the last 3 or 4 months, we'll average in between 50 to 80 a day coming in. Some people will come in 1 or 2 days a week. So we've kind of made it optional, not required. Very supportive if people have childcare issues, underlying health issues, taking care of somebody. Hey, please work from home. Please do what you need to do. But we've given people the option.
Gotcha.
So a lot of people are, you know, I would say probably most people will come in at least 1 or 2 days every couple of weeks at least. I think people need to see people. We've talked about again, all that. From remote work, you know, it worked. But it worked for us because I think we had an in-person culture that people have built those relationships and those working relationships that made it easy for when we couldn't see each other, that we could still get work done.
Right.
What we're finding is this. I think we're working well in silos, but it's a little bit harder to have that cross-collaboration when you don't have set standard meetings. You know, you don't have the hallway conversations. You don't see each other at lunch. You don't see that. So that's been kind of a bummer, kind of a strain on it. I think we're doing our best to work through it. But that's probably what we've missed the most. We're not going to be a remote workforce after this. When you know we get back to this, we believe in an in-person work environment. That's what we think makes us unique. So we will go back to that at some point.
Okay. And having said that, what would the office environment look like? Are you guys going to rearrange things, or I mean, make things a little more spread out? Or I mean that's an endeavor in itself. But I'm just kind of curious as to how you guys are going to handle that.
Yeah. So you know, right now we haven't had to face that issue now because we've had plenty of space for people with as few people who are showing up as not. We do have an open work environment, so we do not have walls. We don't have offices. The glass walls are pretty low. So when we get ready to start working people on, that's the kind of stuff we're looking at now. Do we extend plexiglass, you know, up 8 feet higher or those kind of things?
Right.
We're not ready to make those decisions yet, so we haven't made them. But yeah, those are exactly the kind of things that we're looking for. And we'll probably do – we've made a commitment that if we're going to bring people back in, you know, two things. We're going to be aware of any issues you have taking care of elderly school children. One of the big stressors we found, Mike, here is, you know, with the schools going, situation going on with parents and some schools going part-time, full-time, online learning versus not, that's been a big stress on our staff. And so dealing with that, we'll bring them back in maybe 1 or 2 days a week for a while so that we can distance people apart for a while, make sure that we're comfortable with it. With all the same safety protocols we have in place now, we'll continue to do those. And then we'll just kind of play it by ear. And really, it's kind of like we don't know what we don't know is going to happen 6 months. And so I think that's what I told you earlier. We're not making long-term decisions now. We're just kind of going every day. We meet as an executive leadership team every week to evaluate the situation, what's going on, how are people feeling. We monitor things very closely. And we're just not ready to make long-term decisions yet.
What keeps you awake at night through this whole thing? Obviously, I think, I mean, that's kind of a loaded question because obviously the safety of your staff and the safety of the member, all that type of stuff, that's priority one. But other than that, what keeps you awake at night? It's like, oh my gosh, we're going to handle that tomorrow or whatever. I mean, is there anything or is it just kind of a collection?
Yeah, it's an easy one for me. I'll just be honest with you. And maybe it's lately just, you know, talking to a lot of people on our staff and our teams and our members. With everything going on right now, people's, I hate to use this word, mental well-being.
Yeah.
You got political, you've got cultural, you've got health, you've got everything going on. And what we've noticed here is when you layer it on, like even the school situation for parents, the stress level people are on before they walk into a branch or before they come to work is already elevated. Mm-hmm. So those things that we always could deal with before, that, hey, no big deal, we can handle it. Those are becoming bigger issues than now. So how do we help our employees and our members through that? And so we're constantly having conversations. In fact, we're having a more in-depth conversation tomorrow about what can we do there? Mm-hmm. And part of it is removing non-necessary stress, being very careful about what we're asking people to do.
Yeah.
What was maybe reasonable last year is not reasonable today, as far as how much work we ask people to do. So that's probably what keeps me up at night is how do we take care of people during these times that are just, I think we all are crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm really glad you brought that up and typical of Elevations of really pushing that envelope because mental health is something that's really come to the forefront this year. And a lot of it is due to the pandemic, obviously, but it's really pushed it to the forefront. And I'm glad to hear you guys are really tackling it head on because that's an issue that it's industry, any industry is experiencing this type of stuff for sure.
Yeah.
So kudos to you guys for doing that. Anything else here to wrap up? I know we've talked about a lot of stuff. For anything else?
No, I think, you know, it's a time to observe. It's a time to learn. It's a time to, you know, keep your ear to the ground, keep watching things. We can't talk enough to our members and our employees right now because things are changing so much.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a time to make long-term decisions. I think it's a time to monitor and watch. And probably more than anything else, this is where I think the credit union industry is going to win because it's all about taking care of people, right? Mm-hmm. It's people helping people more than ever. And in our society and our culture right now, that's never been more important. And this is the time, I'll tell you here at Elevations, we're as proud as we've ever been to be part of this industry, because this is what we do. This is what we're about. This is the second nature for all of us. And so it makes it easier for us, but it's also a challenge. We got to step up now, because people need help more now than they have in a long, long time. And that's what we're about, both employees and members as well.
Well said, Ray. Well said. All right, man, I'm going to let you get back to work.
All right.
You've got a lot on your plate. So I appreciate your time. Keep up the good work there. All right. You guys are just doing some fantastic, amazing thing. Gives me goosebumps, you know, all the things that you guys are doing. So keep it up. All right.
All right. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate you. Appreciate the time.
Anytime, Ray. And be healthy. Be safe. Okay.
You as well. Take care.
Thank you. All righty.